A troubling report from the Inspector General of the U.S. Department of Transportation. It says the Federal Aviation Administration is not conducting the safety inspections that it should be. As airlines struggle to economize and as low-fare carriers expand, there are more flights, but not a commensurate increase in inspections. Reporter Sarah Keholani-Gu writes about this in today's Washington Post. Sarah Gu, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
And I wonder if you could begin by describing typically what happens, what we're talking about, when an FAA safety inspector actually does conduct an inspection.
Well, the FAA has some 3,000 safety inspectors throughout the country and all over the world, actually. And their job is to ensure that the airlines are meeting the FAA safety standards. What that entails now is a lot of data management, less of the so-called kicking the tires approach where inspectors used to just show up and check on, hey, did you, you know, fix that tire correctly or not? And more of the making sure that they're following the procedures, they're checking off all the items on the checklist, that they are not compromising safety, for example, when they outsource maintenance, to make sure that they're following their own procedures.
Well, how many inspections that the FAA has scheduled are actually not being done?
It's 26% in the most recent year that we have figures for, and that's based on the FAA's own projections of based on the number of inspections that they plan to do. Part of it is that they've been constrained by their budget. They have 300 inspectors that they're going to be losing this year, mostly through attrition. And the other problem is that they just simply can't keep up with all the major changes going on in the airline industry.
When we speak of changes taking place in the airline industry, how do these changes alter the demands on the FAA for safety inspections?
Well, you've got two major changes taking place. One, you've got a number of major network carriers that are either in bankruptcy or near bankruptcy or really losing records amount of money. And on the other hand, you have these new carriers, some of them we never heard about until just recently, last year or so, sprouting up and expanding at a rapid clip. And both of those trends require really careful management to make sure that those safety risks that are inherent in those trends are watched.
You mean because there's simply more planes up in the air conducting more flights in new places?
Right. Not only that, but in one example, they had one low-fare carrier that was not named in the report had expanded the number of airplanes that it had in its fleet by 50% and expanded the number of cities they served by 50% in a matter of months. And at the same time, they were cutting back on their number of maintenance employees by 14%. In that case, the FAA didn't identify that necessarily as a safety risk. That's one of the points the Inspector General brings out in terms of what the FAA should be concentrating on.
Well, what is the bottom line here as far as the Inspector General of the U.S. Department of Transportation sees it? Are airline passengers, in fact, at greater risk because there aren't enough safety inspections being done?
No, I don't think that's the point. I think that he took great pains to ensure that we all know that we are in a period of record aviation safety. We have not had a major fatal passenger accident in 3 years, and that's really unprecedented. But having said that, I think that he's trying to raise some red flags here to say that if the FAA doesn't keep up and do the job it's supposed to do to make sure that it's on top of all these changes, for example, just one of them, if the carriers are distressed, in the past we've known that in the case of ValueJet, they tend to cut costs and sometimes they compromise safety. And that's one of the things that they should be keeping on top of.
Sarah Gu, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.
Sarah Keholani-Gu is a reporter for The Washington Post.